Officially speaking, the inyan of Chanukah Habayit is not only when it comes to purchasing a new house, it's also, let's imagine, when a person, afilu, rents a house, because besides the other aspect that I mentioned, Seudat Hoda, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's also an idea of Birur HaNitzotzot, which means to do an act of purification as an aspect of individuals who used to live here, to be able to get rid of all the tum'ah that perhaps individuals who were not so observant and that created in a house certain atmosphere of negativity, to be able to bring kedusha into the house. Chanukah is the idea of educating the house. Chanukah dabai. So therefore, the idea is written, let's say, afilu, let's say, chalila bechast, the person's house, a person himself applied to be able to completely redo the house. So they basically, they demolish the house and rebuild it. Afilu achi, a person is supposed to say, Shachianu, al beget chadash, he should wear on that day a new suit, and he's also supposed to do Chanukah Habayit. Besides this, let's imagine a person did expansion of the house. He added a couple of more rooms. So also for this purpose, it's written that it's recommended. It's not an obligation. It's recommended now that you only expanded the house, if it doesn't cause Bitul Torah, to still invite 10 individuals to say the Seder of Chanukah Habayit. It's also the whole question whether the Seudah that a person gives at the time of Chanukah Habayit is that considered to be Seudah Mitzvah or not. It's a machloket poskim. Therefore, it is recommended that a person should do Siyum Masechta at that time, that for sure then it's going to be the occasion of Seuda is going to be Seuda Mitzvah. And it's preferred, highly, highly recommended, that the idea of Chanukah Habayit should be done. It says, Lifne Sheyalunu Badira, Velo Litchod Et Chanukah Habayit, As Sheistadru Et Habayit. For example, when a person moves to a new house, definitely at least for a couple of weeks, a couple of months, depending on how fast they work on it, the house is going to be upside down. And perhaps a person is not going to be feeling so comfortable to invite guests. But nevertheless, it is highly, highly preferred that right away, before even they go to sleep into the house, they should really do Chanukah Habayit. If they didn't do it, the first opportunity that they get, the first week, first month, you didn't do it. After a couple of years, still do it. There is still an akuda that it should be done, even after a couple of years, is into living in the house, still is preferred that a person should do it anyway, regardless. Now, let me mention a couple of nekudot. Let's imagine, when it comes to Chanukah Habayit, some individuals, let's say they want to shecht. There's a whole idea of shechting. So then, that they want to spill blood. So is that a preferred way, or is not preferred? Writes out of Yitzchak Yosef, quoting Rav Ovadia, Tov shelo lachush ledevarim ka'ele. To bring a rooster and a chicken, just what the, you know, to mamash, to allow them to live there overnight. Then the next day they shecht it, and they spill the blood. What do? So listen here. Tov shelo lachush ledevarim ka'ele. Shelo huskeru lo b'shas v'lo b'poskim. It's not written, not in Gemarot, not in any of the poskim. Alema say, you know, there is such a thing. It's best that a person should not be concerned about these things. What's written is that a person immediately, in order that Ayin Hara should not be sholet, when a person, let's say, buys a new house, buys a new car, let's say a person buys whatever it is, something that in the eyes of other people could cause jealousy. And jealousy causes Ayin Hara. And what does Ayin Hara do? What a person possesses is a lot of times based on midat chesed and midat rachamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person becomes jealous of an item that you, let's say, even if you didn't brag about it, the fact that you show it off, the fact that the people see it, once you brag about it, it gets even worse. You cause them to become jealous. So let's imagine you didn't brag about it, but they see what type of house you built. So Lema say it's written that right away give tzedakah. If you didn't give, for what purpose? That a person should know when there is jealousy causes Ayin Hara. Ayin Hara causes that that you should be judged based on Midat HaDin. That's how Harav Dessler explains the Inyan of Ayin Hara. That therefore, up to now, I was going based on Midat Rachamim and Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem had mercy on me. Well, I deserve it. I don't deserve. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going above and beyond. But when a person causes jealousy causes that it should be Midat Din. Once there is Midat Din judgment, so a person could lose it. Because you don't deserve it officially. So therefore, a person should right away give tzedakah to yeshivot, to kolelim. This is much better than in Yanim, that is spill blood and pour the blood over here. Pour the blood. What? Is the... from where do you get it? So lema aseh, even though that it could be that there are certain individuals that do these things, says that a person should not be concerned about this. You should really be giving tzedakah, that with the chud of the tzedakah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to cause that Ayin Hara should not affect, and instead you're supporting Talmid Chachamim, Yeshivot, Aniim, Evyonim. At the same time, that's the whole idea that they had on the night that a person is getting married, you know, adopt an individual in Eretz Israel that they don't have money to get married. On the same night, they get them married. There are institutions that do that. What's the idea? The same idea. That there are going to be individuals that they are also interested to get married, but they don't have the money. It's cost them $6,000, $10,000, let's say, in Eretz Israel. In Lakewood also, Baruch Hashem, they made the gemach for individuals that cannot afford the entire wedding. You want to invite, let's say, 200 people. Mamash, the whole thing could cost maximum $10,000 in Lakewood. This is what they made, gemach. So therefore, a person who wants highest level, instead of going after segulot and different things, if I carry an amulet over here, it's going to not affect me, whatever it is, forget about it. Give tzedakah, that's the highest of the highest level, that's what's written in the Torah, that's what, there's no hocus pocus when it comes to Judaism, so a person should go based on Psak of Gedolei Israel.